Good afternoon, Your Excellencies, Presidents of Kenya and South Sudan, distinguished delegations, international colleagues, all protocols observed. Let me also express condolences to the people of Kenya for the tragic flooding that has occurred in recent days. As the United States, we're pleased to be able to provide $1 million in USAID assistance, and we are sure Kenya will come back even stronger after this event, these events. The United States applauds the leadership of His Excellency President William Ruto for agreeing to take on this mediation between the ARCSIS non-signatory parties and the government of South Sudan. As we prepare for President Ruto's state visit to Washington later this month, we recognize Kenya's vital role as a regional leader on peace building and security in East Africa. I would also like to commend the commitment of General Lazaro Zumbawo for his mediation efforts. We all remember what he did with the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, as well as my colleague, Ambassador Guyo, who I've had the pleasure of working with over the last couple of years to support peace in the region. We greatly appreciate being included in this mediation effort as observers and look forward to working with Kenya on yet another important regional peace-building effort. We share with partners in the region a set of fundamental priorities and values when it comes to South Sudan. First and foremost, peace. A full transition of South Sudan toward democracy, respect for human rights, and a government responsive to the needs of the South Sudanese people provide the best avenue towards sustained and durable peace in South Sudan. The United States, and I believe the international partners in this room, recognizes that the 2018 peace agreement has not been implemented, nor have the promises made following the 2022 extension and subsequent roadmap. We have been clear and will continue to urge the South Sudanese leaders live up to their responsibilities. We are confident that President Ruto and his mediating team can manage an inclusive process, one that reinvigorates the peace agreement and supports South Sudan in establishing a durable peace. The United States stands behind Kenya in this effort because we believe it presents an opportunity that the government and the non-signatories alike can and must seize. Without serious efforts by the government and peace agreement signatories to establish the conditions for lasting peace, as they promised in 2018, there remains far too great a risk of widespread violence and a return to civil war. Non-signatories also have this opportunity to demonstrate that they, too, are committed to peace. The region can ill afford further conflict, and the South Sudanese people who have waited far too long must see their aspirations met. In this vein, let me reiterate the United States position that allocating further financial resources for election preparations absent urgent action by the transitional government would send the wrong message. We will not support an electoral process that, without urgent action by the transitional government, would not be free, fair, or credible. For an electoral process to be credible, we must see the South Sudan government devoting its own resources to support the electoral institutions it has established. Let me close by restating the United States' steadfast commitment to working with partners like Kenya and regional institutions like IGAD and the African Union to advance peace and security in the Horn of Africa for the benefit of the peoples of the region. Thank you. Asante sana.